Bring Me Home, written and read by Alan Titchmarsh.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1, Castle Soul, June 2000. You really are the perfect family, aren't you? Charlie Stewart was, for a fleeting moment, unsure whether to take the remark as a sarcastic assessment of the current state of his domestic life, or as an innocent and kindly meant compliment. But registering the fact that the bearer of this dubiously couched commendation was a woman whose capacity for tact had, for the entire duration of her 70 years, been notable only for its absence, the situation pointed, somewhat surprisingly, to the latter. Nessie McIntosh was a middle-aged divorcee who managed, by virtue of brass neck and a certain native insouciance, to appear at every village house party, in spite of the fact that few hosts could ever remember having invited her. She specialised in offering frank and candid appraisals as to the current state, emotional, financial and political, of every resident of the broad scattering of houses, large and small, that constituted her domain. This Sunday lunchtime, she was behaving true to form. "I'm sorry?" Charlie inquired by way of clarification. "Well, Mr. Stewart, just look at them. Every girl happily married, and to such eligible young..."